$3.99, yes. $2.26, no.
Now it's time to get down to business and get a new board seated and start working on getting our new hospital and long-term care built in a financially responsible manner.
That's Laura Szilard, one of the Vote Yes recall supporters, celebrating outside the Nolan Center Tuesday evening. Unofficial results from the June 19th special election show 8 of the 9 Rengel Medical Center board members recalled from their elected positions.
Well, this is an unusual circumstance, and it's not one that I've seen, obviously, in Rengel or really any other place in terms of the number of board persons being recalled.
Rengel Mayor Jeremy Maxson says a major concern is how the recall might affect the town's new hospital project. He says the city manager is in Washington, D.C. this week, meeting with Senators Lisa Murkowski and Mark Begich to brief them on the recall and make sure the project moves forward.
We will be bringing every resource we have to bear to make sure that the USDA fulfills its commitment to the city and borough to issue a revenue bond, and that we move as quickly as we can with getting the new hospital constructed.
Maxson says the next step in the election process is canvassing absentee ballots and certifying election results. He says if the vote count remains the same, the borough assembly will get guidance at its next regular meeting from the municipal attorney on what steps should be taken to fill the hospital board vacancies. Receiving the most yes votes to be recalled is hospital board member Linda Berge. She says despite the results, she's glad the election is over and hopes the community will be able to move forward.
I just hope that the town settles down now and quits their, you know, feuding back and forth and you know, the name calling and the whatnot. I just wish we'd get back to being just a good community. And I wish them well. Hope that they can do good things.
Unofficial results from the recall election show all 8 hospital board members on the ballot recalled from their positions. In addition to Berge, they include Jim Nelson, Sylvia Edifaw, Lorene McGee, Jake Harris, Dolores Norman, Leanne Reinhart, and Chairman Mark Robinson. We'll post vote counts on our website at KSDK.org. 190 absentee and 25 undecided ballots will be canvassed Thursday, June 21st at 1 p.m. in the City Hall Council Chambers. Reporting in Rengel, I'm Charlotte Duran.